Can you talk about the transition and this offseason and the development of the team?
You know, it's been a smooth transition, obviously being here the last 5 years and knowing the players well. And we have seven new players. So that part of the transition has been fun from the standpoint of five freshmen and then the two transfers who have come in and joined us. But transition has been really good. The summertime, about 5 weeks, we all got together. We worked extremely hard. It's just been a matter of changing our focus and making sure that both on the offensive end and the defensive end, we're doing things differently. I have a much different style. So I think the kids have really embraced that. And I've been working extremely hard, but it's been enjoyable for me. I'm really excited about UNCW and the young ladies that we've brought here, as well as the young ladies who have returned. So I feel good about it. And it's exciting to know that a season is just around the corner.
And then Carrie, for you, it was your first season with the Seahawks last year, and obviously Coach Martin did enough to convince you to come back for another year. Can you talk about your off-season development in this extra season and maybe why you decided to come back?
I decided to come back because I just have faith in Coach Martin in this program, and we've been working so hard. So that's one reason why I came back. And for my off season, I just tried to run a lot, like to stay in shape. And I tried to work on my three-pointer. So I've just been getting a lot of shots up in the gym.
Always a good day to get shots up in the gym. We'll open it up for some questions here. The first one we have is from Stephen Kerr. Stephen.
Thank you. Carrie, you kind of answered this question a little bit, but you played over 800 minutes last season. How do you stay conditioned throughout the grind of a season?
Honestly, I like to run on the treadmill. The treadmill helps me a lot. I know that sounds kind of funny. I don't know who likes to run. Like, you don't know many people who like to run, but I kind of like running on the treadmill. So that helps a lot.
Great, thank you.
Carrie, I can tell you I'm a former track athlete and I don't even like to run, so kudos to you. But our next question is from Dan Spears. Dan, welcome.
Coach Carey, good morning.
Good morning.
With the new teams coming into the league, Tina, you've been in the CAA a long time. What could this create for UNCW as far as new rivalries? I know James Madison was a big rival down here for a long time, but what can teams like A&T, at Hampton, teams that are much closer to you in the conference geographically create for new rivals for y'all?
Well, I think that the rivals are, instantaneous when you're in state. So obviously we've played Elon quite a bit, obviously. And now that North Carolina A&T is in, also here and Hampton, I think that all those schools are outstanding schools. And, anytime you're in your own state, you want to win those battles because you do a lot of recruiting. We do a lot of recruiting in state. And so it's important that you put your best foot forward and you are really, really competitive. And obviously, you want to win those basketball games. So every school that's in the proximity of us, we certainly want to win, and we certainly want to have some bragging rights as far as that part of it. But I think the entire CAA has grown so much. I've been in this league for a long time, and it's amazing to see the growth. It's amazing to see the good teams that are coming in the league, both in the North and the South. And so I just think it's an outstanding league, and it's going to be a lot of fun to play in.
Thanks, y'all.
You're welcome.
Carrie, for you, Coach kind of talked about, is an easy transition and there's some differences, but how is maybe from the player's perspective, how do you think the atmosphere around the team is, the energy coming into the season? It was kind of a tough year last year, but through the transition, how do you feel the energy around the team is?
I honestly think that it's a very positive environment, and like everybody has bought into what Coach Martin wants to accomplish, and we all want to accomplish the same goal. So it's been very smooth. Like, we didn't forget last year, but we put it behind us, and we're just using it as motivation so we can get better. And that just fuels us to get better every day. So it's just very smooth transition on the players' end, in my opinion.
And so, Coach, I mean, that's obviously probably great to hear, and from your perspective, transitioning easily has been good to implement your stuff. What is maybe some of the differences you've noticed in the team this offseason as opposed to previous years there?
Well, I mean, I think that one of the biggest things is that they're just they're fun to be around. They are in the gym. That's a big difference. They're in the best shape of their lives. And, you know, I told them that if we're going to move the needle, so to speak, and elevate our program, you know, we have to do things differently. Things need to change. And they certainly have changed. I feel a big change in just the overall attitude of the team. I feel a big change in, you know, several of our players are in the best shape of their lives. They've come back and done personal best in the weight room. They've done personal best when they've gone out in the track. That's a difference. You know, they've just put the work in. The work that's been put in here over the last, you know, 2 months, 3 months has been tremendous. It's been huge. It's been a difference. And so I know that that will show up on the floor when we start competing and start playing games. But attitude, effort, determination, it's all been a huge difference with this basketball team in the last, you know, 2-3 months, and I'm very happy to see it.
Kerry, for you, you know, as one of the returners, Coach alluded earlier that there's a lot of new faces. As one of the returners, how has maybe your role expanded, or how have you contributed to that attitude and energy change throughout the program?
I would say I'm more vocal now. Like, I try to help the newer people, like, understand, like, what Coach Martin expects and, like, what we're looking for out of them, what we expect out of them. Like, if they have questions, I try to answer their questions to the best of my ability. I just try to be, like, I just try to help them as much as I can.
Coach, I saw a big smile when she said she was communicating more. So, obviously, that's something that was talked about during the offseason. But, you know, Coach Kerry and then, obviously, Micah Hoggett were two bright spots for you guys last year. They both had career best seasons, you know, and they returned. So what have you seen from them, and what are you excited about to see from them this upcoming season?
Well, you know, I've obviously named Kerry a captain, and Mike is a captain, and then Mary McMillan's a captain. All three of those young ladies have come back in the best shape of their lives. They've all come back very determined to help our program improve and get better. And their leadership, I mean, all three of them have made a big step up in communication. Kerry is playing the best basketball I've ever seen her play. And I'm so proud of her. That's why I had the big smile. So when she came in the gym, she was ready to go. She's worked on her game. I think people will see that she's a multi-talented player now. She can do a little bit of everything. Certainly, we're going to give her the ball in different spots on the floor and allow her to showcase those abilities. Mary McMillan has really led, I mean, the big change in Mary's outlook and how she's approached the game. And then Micah has, you know, gotten stronger, has a big vocal presence on our team, has really done a nice job getting everybody in the right frame of mind. They're winners. They just have the right attitude right now. They're building our culture, which is hard work, and, you know, just working at everything that we needed to fix. And so I just feel really, really proud of these three young ladies and what they've done. And yes, Kerry's become more vocal and the team really follows her. There's no question about that. And I'm very proud of the steps she's taken.
Well, that's great to hear. We appreciate you both joining us and taking the time this morning. We look forward to seeing the Seahawks on the court this season, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you.